Hello, and welcome to our January Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call, powered by Exceptional Connections. I'm Cindy O'Neill-Dady, the founder of Exceptional Connections Networking, as well as the educational series for Networking Mastery. These calls highlight our monthly Exceptional Connections luncheon speakers who graciously agree to share their brilliance with our Exceptional Connections community and beyond. So we are very thankful Karen McGregor, founder of Speaker Success Formula, made the trip from Abbotsford, B.C. to be the featured luncheon speaker at our sold-out Tuesday, January 9th ECN luncheon. All in attendance, including myself, were inspired by her talk, How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking, and we are so honored to have her share with us today. So to set the expectation with everyone, Karen has generously agreed to share with us her Mastering Your Message talk for the next 20 to 30, 35 minutes. We'll then open up for Q&A with a plan to end by 1 p.m. So be sure to stay on the line until the end, as we will be sharing with our listeners about upcoming exciting opportunities being offered to our ECN community. So it's my pleasure and honor to introduce Karen McGregor as a presenter of our exceptional speaker bonus call today. Karen is a best-selling author, international speaker, coach, trainer, and the founder and CEO of Speaker Success Formula. Her company helps entrepreneurs create, structure, and deliver compelling presentations to monetize their expertise and launch successful speaking businesses. Using her Speaker Success Formula, Karen attracts a wide range of clients from Olympic athletes. Boy, I need a little tongue twister there. That's Olympic. health experts, elite artists, musicians, coaches, financial advisors, real estate experts, best-selling and aspiring authors as well. So Karen is a premier monetization specialist dedicated to helping conscious entrepreneurs spread their messages, sell their products and services, and transition into successful speakers. As a speaker sharing the stage with Deepak Chopra, Brendan Burchard, Laurel Langmeyer, Marcy Shimoff, and others, Karen knows how to inspire and educate entrepreneurs to navigate through speaking business uncertainties to arrive at success. So it's my pleasure to turn this call over to the amazing and inspirational Karen McGregor.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Just checking the sound. Can you all hear me really well?
Sounds good.
Okay. So welcome, everyone, to How to Master Your Message. And one of the things that I want to share with you today is that, you know, if you really want to get out there and you know, get clarity on your message, there's a few things that you have to consider. You see, most people just think, well, if I can just teach my audience, if I can just, you know, educate my audience, then that will be enough. And as entrepreneurs, unfortunately, that isn't enough. And so we can be the best teachers, the best at inspiring, but not necessarily be able to make a business out of it. And so what I do is I really help entrepreneurs to get to a level where they're not just educating and inspiring, but they're also able to sell as a result of mastering their message and speaking on stages, both big and small. And if you're sitting here and thinking, you know, I'm just starting my speaking and I don't really know what topic or how to position my message, we'll go through some of that today, because that's, you know, that's really a top of mind question for a lot of my beginning students. And so, and of course, I'll answer questions at the end. But I just want you all to know that the thing is, you're an entrepreneur first and a speaker second. And so most people think that I work with professional speakers, but the reality is that, you know, most of the people that come to me, the vast majority of them are not professional speakers, which is good news for you on this call, because we are not going to be talking from the perspective of someone who speaks a lot in, you know, in corporations and that kind of thing. We're talking about entrepreneurs who want to build their business by having a powerful message. And so that's why Cindy invited me to speak as well, is because, you know, it really is important for all of us to know. So just a couple of things. I know some of you have heard me before and some have not that are on the line. So just to give you a bit of perspective, one of the reasons that I'm here talking to you today is because I too, you know, for over a decade, really, really struggled with trying to master my message. And because I was an educator, I had my master's in education, I just thought, well, I can just go out there and do my thing and everything will be fine. And of course, it wasn't. But that was okay for me because I had young children at the time. But everything changed when I got divorced. And the moment when my husband actually was backing out of the driveway, you know, the big moving day when you officially separate, you know, I realized, wow, all of these things that I'm doing, speaking, writing books, you know, getting out there, doing workshops, it's not bringing in enough income to feed my family. And what am I going to do? And so I spoke to the lawyers and they said, Karen, you have your master's in education. Don't be ridiculous. Go back and get a job. So here's the thing. I didn't listen to them, fortunately. But I still continued to make really, you know, really significant mistakes. And the biggest one is the one I want to share with you to make sure that you also don't do that when you have the opportunity to speak. So I, shortly after all of this started to happen with the divorce, I had an opportunity to speak to 3,000 people, and unfortunately, I chose at that time to just focus on getting better as a speaker. So I focused on my presentation skills and my presence, but I didn't actually focus on the business end of things. And so as you might imagine, I had a 45-minute spot, and at the end of the 45 minutes, I had a table for an entire day, and not one single person after the talk came and purchased a program, product, or service from me. And that was devastating because, you know, I really thought that that was what was going to save, that was what was going to save my entire, you know, business, life, being able to feed my family. And so when that didn't work and I realized, wow, you know, I really need to learn how to speak in a way that I can, you know, really get the people that are interested and want to know what I have to say and really want to learn from me, those people, those ideal clients, I need to learn how to do that, how to attract them through speaking. And so that part I never did learn. In fact, you might be the same as me. I was often told, wow, Karen, you're a powerful speaker. You tell a great story, or, you know, you really rock it out there. But, you know, hugs are great, but credit cards are better. I hate to say that, but it's true when you have mouths to feed and, you know, you want to build a lifestyle business. And so I didn't have a lot of time on my hands, and I knew that speaking was a way to really get the word out there, get the message out there through a leveraged way, not just, you know, one-on-one. So just to recap from last time, I know some of you were on the call from last time, just know that if you're in that situation and you want to improve and get better results from your speaking, you know, this is what I'm all about, and this is what we're going to focus on today. And certainly with the skill shop that's coming up, that will be a continued and much deeper focus. So with the time that we have today, what I want to talk about are a few foundational things that really will help you in terms of getting your message out there, getting your product sold, getting, you know, the clients actually signing up with you, whatever it is that you do. And really, you know, that's what we want to focus on today. So one of the things I want to share with you is about my experience with hundreds of students And when they come to me, you know, what are the big mistakes they're making with getting their message out there? And so the first one that by far is a very, very common mistake is that people, entrepreneurs tend to have a desire for their business. Like, I want to be able to do this. I have an intention to do that. This is the way I want to change people's lives. And that's all great. But the thing is, it has to match that intention has to match with the client's need, with their problem, with their symptom. And so for a lot of talks, there might be, you know, a very small percentage of the people actually agreeing with your intention for them. And that's a big problem. I'll give you an example. When I first started out speaking, I was helping people with becoming more intuitive. And those were the workshops that I was leading. And so what was interesting about that was I thought I knew what they wanted. I thought, well, I've been working with them for a while now, you know, a couple of years, and I know them well. I think I know them well. And so I would always position my talks in a way that I was teaching them the four ways that people access their intuition. And so it was very much an educational talk. However, what I didn't know was that wasn't really the problem. The problem wasn't that they didn't know that, or maybe they didn't know it, but it still wasn't a problem. The problem was actually that they didn't have a sense of trust in their intuition. So they would get intuitive messages, but they would never act on them. They would dismiss them. They would worry that it was, you know, their ego talking. And so I didn't understand that that was the actual problem. So what I'm here to tell you is that until you really get clear on the symptoms of your audience and the problem that they have, it's very difficult to proceed with a really powerful message, even if you're only speaking for 5 minutes. So this is really, really important piece that I think most speakers, when they come to me, practically all of them actually, are missing that. You know, I'm going to be speaking at TEDx in March. 2,800 people there, you know, probably over 1 million views. And one of the things that they say that they, if you don't have a tough, tangible, specific, universal problem that your audience is listening to, they're going to tune out. And they're not interested in having you come and speak as a TEDx speaker if you actually don't have that. So again, I'll repeat that, a tough, tangible, specific, and universal problem. And so here's the other thing that I teach my clients is that there's a difference as well between your message stating the problem for some people, and I'll explain that in a minute, between stating the problem and stating the symptom. So for some of you, for example, coaches who perhaps they see that their clients are stuck, they repeat the same patterns, you know, they're just, their lives are not moving forward, they're miserable. Those are all symptoms. They're actually not the problem. However, you have to remember that when you are speaking to an audience, they're looking at you and wanting something that they can relate to immediately. So if you jump in with the real problem, which in this case I would have to say would be, you know, people just, their belief systems, maybe, you know, trauma from the past hasn't been healed, they don't think they're worth it, that kind of thing. That might be, for the coach, the real problem. But you can't go in with the real problem. You have to go in with the symptoms, because that's what everybody can easily relate to and they can agree with you and then want to listen to you for the rest of it. most of us use our, you know, PhD brain to go in and have this big, you know, problem that's heavy and often vague in the beginning and complex and difficult to understand, and then you lose them. You lose them right away. And so if you can just simply come in with some symptoms, that to me, that is much, much more powerful. And don't forget, it's not your job to, in 60 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever you have to speak, to actually solve a great, big, huge problem. Your program, product, or service is there for that purpose. So when you're delivering your message, you have to keep that in mind. Yes, you definitely want to give good information, good material, okay? But too many people try to actually tackle the bigger problem in the 30 or 60 minutes when what people really want is to see that, you know what, there you have some solutions to a symptom. You might introduce awareness of the problem, but you're not really diving deep into that because, of course, that's where you're going to be selling your program, product, service. So I know I have a limited time with you today, but, you know, if I could get across anything today that would be very, very important to start to plan your talk, it's around thinking of that. And if you don't know your audience, or maybe you think you know them but you want to go back, research can be extremely powerful. So, you know, research the problem, research the symptoms. How do you do that? You don't do it by reading books. You do it by going out and being with the people, being, you know, asking your potential clients questions or maybe past clients as well. I would do both if I were you. But you may be surprised at what you hear because your assumptions could be killing your sales. And that's all, you know, that's never a good thing. So that's the first thing I want to talk about. The second thing about a message, a powerful message, you know, mastering your message, is that it should be the same every time. And that's, you know, of course, with my programs, I'm always talking about how important it is to have a system for your talk. So many people say, well, I'm only speaking for 2 minutes, Karen. Well, that 2 minutes could either, you know, drain or drive your business. Think about it. If you don't know a powerful structure to get people interested in what you're doing and give you referrals and, you know, and buy your program, product, service, then, you know, you've really missed the boat. And so that's a second common mistake I find with a lot of entrepreneurs is they say to me, well, I'm not a speaker, Karen. I just, you know, I just have these opportunities for 2 or 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And I say to them, what is it costing you to continue to be that person who gets up there and is vanilla? And when I say vanilla, I say it kindly, but it's just that there's no reason for anyone to act, right? And so there's nothing unique. There's nothing to give us a reason, a really strong reason to come and talk to you. So you will get, again, like I said, you'll get the hugs, you'll get people, you know, asking a little bit more about your personal life, but it doesn't translate into business. So that's a really, really important piece as well is, are you willing to commit to a system, whether it's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20, 30, 60, And what I find, even with TEDx, is that the greatest speakers, the ones who are, you know, the most powerful, you can bet that they have a system. They're not getting up there and just winging it. And in fact, I spoke about this at Cindy's event, is that most of us will go either one way or the other, but sometimes both ways. And so we could either wing it or we could do the opposite, which is perfection. Neither of those work. So perfection doesn't work in your messaging because you are stilted. You're not yourself, perhaps overly disconnected from the audience when you're trying to be perfect. And so I always say, and this is one of our networking nuggets at Cindy's event, is, you know, focus less on perfection. Worry less about perfection and more about connection. So yeah, worry less about perfection and more about connection. And the thing is, people say to me, well, I'm a good connector, Karen. No, I don't have to worry about that. But here's the thing. If you are not selling, you are not a good connector. So you might want to write that down too. And so this is my no BS Karen speaking right now, is honestly, you're not a good connector if you're not selling, because there are people out there that need what you have to offer. And if you're not doing it in a way that's systematic and gets you results, you're actually only connecting on a very surface level and not going deep. So you're not doing anybody any favors by doing that. So what I suggest is, you know, learn systems for each type of talk that you're doing. The good news is, if you learn one signature talk that's around 60 minutes, you can shorten it, you can take things away, and each time that you do 5, 10, 30, whatever it is, 60 minutes, you will have a reliable system. And when you can rely on your results, here's the thing, everyone. I said this at Cindy's. Typically, reliable results look like this. 10% of a cold audience who's never met you before are going to buy your program, product, or service. Now, sometimes it's 80 or 90%, right? But the average is 10% with a cold audience who may or may not, know anything about you. 20% is average for a group that you know is your tribe. There are people who, really aspire to either do what you do or to have what you have. Whatever it is that you're selling, they're kind of the ideal audience. So that's 20% is the average. So what I'd like to propose to you here is that if you don't have a system, sometimes you may do really well and sometimes there's no results and you just don't know why. And so you keep repeating the same mistakes and you think that winging it works because once in a while you strike it really well. But imagine if you could just have consistency. You'd be relaxed. You wouldn't worry so much. You know, there wouldn't be as much tension going into the talk. You'd be more authentic and powerful. You're serving a lot more people when they say yes because you know they need what you have. So that's another thing. And then the last thing I want to share with you today is really around your message. No matter how, gonna watch that. My battery. No matter how much people love what you have to say, you know, the content is great in the message. They actually do want to know how you fit into the big picture. They want to know your story. And if you can have a structured story that actually shows them that you're the right person to work with, that's really what you want. You don't want a story for story's sake, but you want a story that actually will help them to see that you're the best person to work with. And how do they know that? Well, first of all, you have to relate to them. What is it about you and your challenges that are similar to them and their challenges, right? So you got to look at that within the context of your story. And what is it that really, was the turning point for you? And how did you actually come through those challenges with that turning point? And what did you do after the turning point? People want to know all of this because, truth be told, you know, they can buy from many people, but why would they choose to buy from you? So a lot of that is your story. Of course, there is your expertise. I always say, though, don't look to your expertise as, you know, perfecting your biography in terms of having certificates and degrees and whatever else, achievements you've done. People don't really care about that anymore. What they really care about is the results. So make sure that your message has, you know, a story that not only shows your challenges, but shows your results as well. And then, of course, part of that is also knowing that not only you went through and got through the challenges that you managed to get through, but also that your clients, that you have many different types of clients. And this is where I shared a lot of different types of testimonials and case studies at Cindy's event, because it's really important that, you know, there are many different kinds of people in your audience. And each person is going to resonate with a different type of testimonial. So these are really, really significant for you to think about in being able to have people say, wow, I can relate to this person who is not like the speaker, but, you know, is a client who's like me and actually got results from it. You know, so I'll give you an example of my own, one of my own testimonials in my signature talk. I talk about a man who's very quiet, very unassuming, doesn't even like speaking, but knows that it can really help him and be powerful, and how, you know, with the program that I offer to him, how he was able to take that and be successful in his speaking. So here's the thing. You know, a lot of people might think, well, to be a speaker, you have to be extroverted. You have to be, you know, like Karen. You have to be out there and really, you know, big energy. And the thing is, it's not true. But in the testimonials, I have to show that that's not true, right? And so it's really important for you to do the same, because you've got to get into the mind of your audience. They are thinking, oh, this is fine for other people, but it doesn't work for me. So that's the thing. In your messaging, to have a powerful message, really to master your message, you must understand your audience from that deeper level. So that is where I'm going to end in terms of the education piece today for you. I hope that that gave you some things to think about in terms of crafting your message. And I know Cindy's going to talk a little bit about the skill shop that's coming up, where I will be coming down from Abbotsford. And if you don't know where Abbotsford is, it's an hour away from Vancouver. And I'm going to be sharing a lot more wisdom with you around this topic very soon. So, Cindy, do you want to take it away?
Yes, thank you. Wow, great content again, Karen. Thank you so much for that. And I really especially, there's so many little gems here, but I really appreciated your focus on being able to not only craft your own story, but be able to be sensitive to the, you know, what your listeners are struggling with. Like you say, what the symptoms are. And I've never really heard that from a speaker. So that's really a very wonderful and clear perspective. And I also really appreciated, you know, when you shared with us and gave us examples of how you do the testimonial. So I'm going to be making some changes. I think it's really powerful to have a headshot. So they could see it's a real person, right? Not just the words.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So I have, what I thought we'd do is let's do a little Q&A here, and then we can talk about how ways that people can work with you if they, you know, are so inclined, if they have a need, and before the skill shop, and then we'll dive in and talk a little bit about the skill shop. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, so I've unmuted everyone, so feel free to just chime in, and we'll get your questions answered by Karen. So Lisa, I think I hear you.
Yes.
Who has a question or even an insight, you know, something that an aha that came to them.
Oh, I loved it. I it was really the formula I needed. I know the pieces I need to put in. I see why I'm missing the boat. I try to educate and inspire too much. So I know that I need to tell more of the success stories and what are the types of people that come to me and how do they get results.
Nice. And Lisa, that's Lisa Hawkinson, and she's an author and a speaker and professional organizer, and she's written a book, Calming Your Chaos.
Wonderful.
And this is Katrina, and I really took the piece of that the program, product, or service is there to address the big problem. And with the talk, you would acknowledge the symptoms and provide some immediately useful information and show how you can provide help for the bigger problem.
That's right, yes. Good job.
Anybody else? Any other insights, ahas, questions? We've got a rare opportunity. We've got Karen on the line here, so take advantage of it, guys.
Well, this is Gail, and I like what you said about, talking about the symptom and making it smaller and other, rather than talking about the big picture of possibly what your product or service can solve, but try to, how you said about getting down deep to at least some of the individuals and let them see that, your product or service is certainly what they need. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. One of the things that I can add on to that as well is that it's really important to think about a holistic offering where whatever your program, product, or service is, you're actually providing the answer to all of the objections that they have, either through the design of what you are doing with your program or your service, or through a wonderful offering of a gift, a bonus to what you have. So as an example, in my own program, when I deliver that live talk, I have a lot of amazing gifts in addition to the main, the main meat, so to speak, the main program. And so the reason I do that is because over the years, people have said, oh, I'm worried about this, or I can't do that, or I don't see myself doing this. And so a lot of those hesitancies, objections are never voiced unless you actually ask. And so I built a whole system, a holistic system around that. So that's something that is really important in the offer, because you can have a wonderful talk, and I know we didn't talk about the offer in this particular segment because we're talking about the message, but the offer itself has to be very, very compelling to also get the results. So they go together, they blend together, but that's another mistake that a lot of people make, is just to offer the single thing with nothing else surrounding it. So I call it a product suite. Is essentially you're offering a product suite. But anyway, more on that in Cindy's Skill Shop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a nice little tidbit there. So I want to circle back. So thank you for that, Karen. I want to circle back to something you said about the different percentages of, 10% for a cold audience, 20% for your tribe. And just to, kind of share with our listeners, Karen walks her talk. So she came into Exceptional Connections Community. We're a tribe, we're a community. But she has not been connected to our community. But because she, you know, has a structure and system to her message, and she was able to, you know, really everything I was noticing that you did, you shared the symptom. You really got down to what people are struggling with, what their pain point is, and then offered a solution. Of 33 people in the room on Tuesday, January 9th, 22 signed up for your event. So that's like
amazing.
66%. And so, yeah, so, I mean, those are amazing percentages. So I just want to acknowledge you, Karen, and thank you so much for being able to really, you know, show our community that there was something that they had a need for. And, you know, I suspect there'll probably be a few more that'll trickle in from that group, because it always happens. And then possibly there's someone on the call today that's hearing you, from you, and wants to join us also. So I know it's a little out of context because we haven't really talked about the skill shop in this conversation, but I just wanted to tie it in with what you were sharing, and, you know, just show the credibility that you're offering.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I always say that I'm not one to talk a lot about the income that I make and bragging about that. But I do want y'all to know that I am a single mom, you know, and I was able to not only triple my income, because that was the title of our, you know, of our talk, but I went from earning, you know, $27,000 to $28,000 a year in a very, very expensive area of Canada to live in, to now, you know, in the last 2 years, we've brought in over $1 million in sales, and it's all been my own products, programs, and services. So I want you to know that not because I'm, saying how great I am. The thing I want you to know is that it's done. You know, 95% of it is done through speaking. Yes, we do a very, very small amount online, but 95% of my income is coming from being up on those stages, and they're not big stages, right? Well, some of them are, but most of them are very small, like 20, 30 people. These are the kinds of places you'll have plenty of opportunity to speak at. So what I'm saying is that if you have a system, you can do the same thing. Thank you, Cindy.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Awesome. That's a great tidbit. Any other questions before we talk about the skill shop or how you can work with Karen? So, Karen, I just want to I was hoping somebody would ask this, and since they're not, I'm going to ask it. Tell us more about the TEDx that you're doing in March, because I think it'd be kind of fun if the timing worked out that we did a little carpool and ended up and got to hear you.
Oh, that's very sweet. Well, I have a specific link for all the people that want to sit with my family and friends. So if anyone wants to come out, it's March 3rd. It is a fantastic day to see amazing speakers on different topics. It's a wide variety of topics, and each person gets 16 minutes to deliver. And as you know, TED is a worldwide platform, so it's a really big deal, and it's one of the biggest TEDx in the world, actually, in the world right now, at 2,800 people. So it's going to be delivered in a beautiful theater in downtown Vancouver. So if anybody's coming, spend the night and go to Stanley Park, which is our, beautiful flagship park. And, it's a pretty spectacular city if you haven't been to Vancouver, but so is Seattle. I love Seattle as well. So I'd love to see you come down. And if you need the link, Cindy, I will definitely get that for you for people to consider coming along. And carpooling is a great idea.
Awesome. Okay, so I'll add that to our website as well. So that would be wonderful. And what is your talk for the TEDx talk?
My talk is called The Pursuit of Fulfillment. So in TED, you are, you're not allowed to obviously talk about your business or any aspect of your business. So it's a completely different talk from what I normally give.
And so, but it, again, it has, it's has the tough tangible problem, which is that so many people are unfulfilled and turning to addiction and things like that to try and fill the void. So that's what my topic is about.
Nice. Okay. That's great. Well, thank you for that. I appreciated that you repeated, you need a tough, tangible, specific, and universal problem. I'm going to aspire to memorize that and to be able to keep that top of mind when I share with people.
Yeah, really, really important. And most people are lacking it. So it's one to definitely work on.
Awesome. All right. So Karen, what I'd like to do next is just have you share really, you know, briefly, but, you know, share with people how they can work with you if they're interested, take things the next step. And we'll talk about the skill shop in just a moment, but independent of the skill shop, if somebody wants your coaching or has
sure.
any questions, yeah. what is the best way to connect with you?
Okay. Well, first of all, because I teach about leveraging your time, I do very little private coaching. It's not something that, that I do a lot. However, if someone is really committed and they want to work with me one-on-one, I can set up a half-day session with them and do that on Zoom or in person. So that is a possibility. Where a lot of people love to come to is our three-day flagship program called Rock the Stage. And if anyone wants more information on that, I can definitely send that out to whoever is curious. It is a program where you actually get the entire talk done. You get the offer complete and done, which is amazing because in most workshops you don't get anything done. You just, you know, get a lot of information. And you actually get to experience delivering a portion of your talk on the stage. So I keep my my workshops very small so that people can actually have that opportunity as well and get the feedback from me. So it's an amazing program. It also teaches people to be able to use their skill set to go into any room and talk to an event organizer and get booked as a speaker. So for many of us who are just starting out, we might want to go local. And so what do you say to people? What do you have to have in place? You know, how do you follow up? What questions do you need to ask? And basically, how do you get booked? So that's all part of the three-day program as well. So those are really the two options at this point. I do have a year-long program, but I don't want to jump ahead into that. Just giving people a perspective that, you know, if they choose private training, you can reach out to me for a half-day session, or the Rock the Stage is the other option. So I'm happy to let people in on more information. It's Karen at speakersuccessformula.com, and my assistant can also help out as well, support at speakersuccessformula.com.
Awesome. Okay, and again, that's speakersuccessformula.com. You kind of broke
that's
up there
right.
on that.
Yeah, and there's a contact page there where you can
right.
just ask a question, for sure.
Perfect. All right, awesome. Thank you. Those are great opportunities. So we're at there's more part of our talk here. So it's not too late to grab your seat at our upcoming March educational series offered by Karen. So you're not going to want to miss the opportunity to take a deeper dive with us on Tuesday, March 27th, and experience firsthand Karen's two-hour skill shop. And she's basically going to delve deeper into the Mastering Your Message talk. So Karen, would you tell us a little bit, and I can read it, but since we've got you on the line, a great opportunity to hear from you about what you are going to be doing and covering during that skill shop.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're really going into much more depth and detail in terms of what you've already heard today, as well as anyone who was at the event on, whenever it was.
The 9th.
The ninth.
Mm-hmm.
The time flies, right?
I know, it does. Crazy.
So, yeah, definitely going much deeper, you know, looking more in depth at the systems, the offer, really looking at, you know, what is it that is going to get the results that you want and need, and what are, you know, really the mistakes to avoid, because there's people are making so many mistakes and they don't know they're making mistakes. And that is actually the biggest problem of all, is just not even knowing you're making a mistake. So, you know, we'll talk about that as well. And, you know, the biggest thing that people will come away with is really a much deeper understanding of how to actually craft a message that gets results quickly, effortlessly, and consistently, which is, for me, you know, the thing I'm most proud about is really helping people get consistent results so that they're not feeling like there's feast or famine in their business. So that's what we'll be doing.
Okay, awesome. So again, just to underline what Karen just said, she's also going to be providing a map for creating your powerful signature story, valuable tools to sell your products, programs, services with ease while on the stage without being salesy, which is a big deal, right, Karen?
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, a lot of people are afraid of coming across in a way that it turns people off. And so that's definitely why I think my programs have done really well for people, because I'm going to show you ways to do this without being pushy, aggressive, salesy, any of that stuff.
Right. And I really appreciate, I just want to underline this, you know, Karen mentioned it in her talk today, but, you know, when I shared with Karen originally, I told her who our community was, you know, kind of a snapshot of, you know, the amazing community that we have. But, you know, the majority of us are not speakers that are going to be rocking the big stage. But I really appreciate how you you know, have a passion for working with people. And even if they're doing their 60-second commercial or they have 5 minutes, whatever time slot they have, we can be just as effective. Right? Karen, are you still there? I think I lost Karen. Okay. So, well, I'll go ahead and just finish this off here. So the great news is the luncheon special and the bonus rate of $77 is still available if you act now and contact me today. Email Cindy, Cyndi, at exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com, or you can go to ecn-educational-series-march.eventbrite.com. And so if you're listening to this recording and you missed registering on the 16th today, then you can still grab your seat for the amazing price of $97. That's our early bird rate. This amazing price point includes lunch and a workbook, plus 2 hours of Skillshop training by Karen. So I'll just wrap up by sharing that our February Exceptional Connections Luncheon speaker is Melina Palmer, and she's going to be sharing about consumers are weird. And I heard her talk at BAM, and it's amazing. She has just a very unique perspective, so she's going to be sharing at our February 13th event. So I'll go ahead and sign off today by wishing all of our listeners and your families a very prosperous, healthy, and joyous new year. And I'll just share with you something that I heard today, and it just really resonated, and I hope it resonates with you. So hope is born with each new sunrise. So thanks for being on the call today, and I'll have the replay up later today. Take care, guys.
Cindy.
Karen, hi.
Hi, Cindy. Hi. I got cut off momentarily, but just wanted to wish everyone all the best and looking forward to seeing you at the Skill Shop.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll unmute everybody. You can say goodbye to Karen before we sign off here.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Karen. Great presentation.
Oh, you're welcome. Looking forward to seeing you all.
Thanks, Karen.
Take care.
Thank you, Cindy.
Take care, everyone. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.